This is Colorado Matters. I'm Sarah Hughes, in for Ryan Warner. More people are visiting their local public libraries. They go for the usual things, but also for something else these days. According to a recent report from the American Library Association, many of these new visitors are unemployed, and they're asking librarians to help them in their job search. As Colorado Public Radio's Zachary Barr reports, librarians are changing their ways to keep up with the changing times.
Librarians meet guys like John Collins all the time. He's an unemployed security guard, and his approach to looking for work is old-fashioned. He gets out the yellow pages, flips to the S's, and calls security companies.
I'd say, are you guys hiring, or do you have any openings? They said, yes, but you have to apply online for us to even consider you for employment.
So for help going online, Collins came to the Denver Public Library. But before he could even send in one application, he first had to learn
how to turn the computer on, how to, you know, check your email, how to make an email, passwords, everything.
Did you have an email account before you
started? I had nothing. I didn't even know how to work a computer, period.
Libraries have been welcoming people like Collins more and more often these days, and so librarians here needed some relief. Their solution? Recruit tech-savvy volunteers to offer one-on-one training sessions.
So push this one, okay.
No space?
Okay. Got it. Let me try again.
This year, the main downtown branch is expected to give nearly 1,000 private lessons, teaching basic computer and internet skills, and how to write a resume.
August?
Yeah.
AU?
This sort of scene's happening all over the state. In Fairplay, a Workforce Center employee visits the library each month to assist job seekers. Libraries in Grand Junction offer a class on how to navigate job posting sites like Monster.com. And in Greeley, libraries organize a weekly support group for people who can't find a job. And if you can't make it to the library, well, librarians have come up with a solution for that, too.
Oh.
On this rainy day, three students enter a converted RV, and they're met by librarian Barbara Vance. She works for the Jefferson County Library System, which teamed up with the Workforce Center to turn this former bookmobile into a computer training lab on wheels.
We have 8 very comfortable computer stations. We are Wi-Fi compatible. We have a printer on the vehicle. And this way, if you can't make it to one of our libraries, we still are able to bring it to you.
Today, that means the vehicle's at a parking lot at a nonprofit in Wheat Ridge called Family Tree. It helps people overcome abuse and violence. Taking the class is Marissa Guerrero, who's 22 years old. She says when she was 11, her mother became a single parent, and consequently, her family lost a lot of things, including the home computer. She says she hasn't had one since, and it's tough catching up.
Everyone says it's like riding a bike, but as I see the internet getting harder and, you know, more things coming on it, I see that it's not like riding a bike. It's like very frustrating.
Frustrations with computers? Yes, librarians can help with that. But they can't do it all. For instance, librarians often feel they're not qualified to help people with their resumes. But being librarians, they know how to find someone who can. According to Tula Giannini, the dean of the Pratt School of Information and Library Science in New York City, librarian skills are a perfect match for the times.
The field, our field now, is sort of intermeshed with probably the most dramatic things happening in our culture, which is the digital revolution, and we're right at the heart of that. And so there's much more that we can do now.
It's an interactive profession now, Giannini says, one where the library user should be prepared to give as much as they get.
The user's a partner with the librarian. It's not, may I help you? It's like, we're going to do this together. And I think that's where things are going now.
Another direction things are headed? Shrinking budgets. Many libraries face severe cuts. And a few months ago, the city of Aurora closed 4 branches and laid off librarians. So even as librarians adapt to help people affected by the recession, they're hurt by this down economy too. I'm Zachary Barr, Colorado Public Radio News.
Well, Ryan Warner recently sat down with 2 guests to get a little more on this topic. Mary Stansbury is training the next generation of librarians. She's a professor of library and information science at the University of Denver. And Megan Kinney is a senior librarian for the Denver Public Library System.
Mary, Megan, thank you for being with us.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
Megan, as we heard in Zach's story, the Denver Public Library now offers job seekers individual appointments to help them look for work on a computer. Tell me about deciding to do this.
it really wasn't so much a decision as just paying attention to what our customers needed. And we don't necessarily have all of the expertise to do that. Librarians are very good at connecting people. So we decided to get volunteers from the community who could help us offer these services.
I see. And that helped expand your reach a bit.
Absolutely.
And without the specific appointment times, I imagine you were just sort of, there was like a barrage of people requesting help at any given time.
Oh, barrage is an understatement for sure.
Is the library the best place for teaching basic computer skills?
Absolutely. Yeah, it definitely is.
I mean, why is that?
The library is actually a center of lifelong learning. It's a place where you come to learn new things. Plus, the library has a unique place in the community where we're kind of warm and fuzzy, and we're a very comfortable place to come to. People trust us versus having to go to, say, maybe a school you're unfamiliar with or a workforce center. If you come to the library, you already know the people there.
Do you just now absolutely see this as part of the job? I mean, of course, the history of librarians is books and directing people toward them. But is your view that this is absolutely what it means to be a librarian now?
Well, I would actually challenge the notion a little bit that it's about books and how to get people to them. It's about information and how to get people to it. So information in the past has often resided in books and in other print materials, but now information, in fact, is online and you need technology to mediate that. So it's basically the same thing we've been doing for hundreds of years. It's just has a different, slightly different format.
So, Mary, you teach future librarians at the University of Denver. And how does this new world, though based on an old world in a way, how does it affect how you're preparing future librarians?
Quite a bit. I think one of the things that is now different is that the kind of people who come to this field and who we actually recruit to the field is different. Perhaps 100 years ago, the folks who wanted to be librarians were the ones who imagine themselves sitting in a back room reading a book. And that was what called them to the profession. And that's entirely different now.
I mean, they wanted to be solitary.
Don't bother me. You know, the shushing thing.
Right.
Oh, my goodness. Right. No shushing. In fact, we ask people when they're interviewing for our program, do you like to shush? And they're kicked out immediately. I'm kidding about that. But personality is a huge part of what we want to see in the profession. And that Megan's comment about connecting to the community and understanding what the community needs, both collectively and individually, is an important mindset, but it's also, there's a set of skills associated with that. And that's one way that's a different approach that we take to library science education now than in the past, is understanding people and communities.
Give me an example of a very specific change in the curriculum, like
sure.
What you're teaching now that you weren't maybe 10 years ago.
Well, one thing we're teaching now that, probably not even 5 years ago was a lot of a Web 2.0 technologies and tools.
But tools like what? Just for those?
Well, like some of the social networking, like Facebook, for example. How does a library use Facebook? But also what impact those tools have on the people in the communities. And that's something we hadn't taught, you know, a few years back.
I mean, I'm thinking in this like job searching world, there are people who are relying on sites like LinkedIn,
right,
and, you know, perhaps Facebook to make contacts. I mean, that's like real world applicability. Are you seeing that at the Denver Public Library?
Absolutely. I mean, in fact, we have taught courses that include LinkedIn as part of social networking. Also, in the one-on-one appointment services, depending on where you are at any given point with your resume or your job search, the person that you're working with might suggest, hey, you know what? It sounds like you're ready for a LinkedIn profile. Let's try it.
Librarians working in the climate that they are today are, you know, they're kind of like, they're not just information counselors. I imagine that they're just plain counselors because people
right,
are coming
absolutely.
To the library like raw and out of work and in need.
Sure. We talk to our students and help them understand really how to address those emotional aspects that might come into people who are looking for a job or under a lot of stress. And so, for example, we have one core class in our curriculum is called Understanding the Information User. And what that's about is not just, you know, looking at the information side, but there are all these different sorts of people out there and different sorts of needs. And it's not just about the question. And in fact, the question, how do I apply for a job online, is often a tenth of the, our response is maybe a tenth of that effort. And the rest of the effort is, you know, helping them feel more comforted as by the services that a library can provide, and the helping them realize they can come to us to navigate that job search structure that's so much, you know, so stressful and complicated.
So Megan, is the library these days, I say the library meaning the institution, is it being asked to do too much, or is this its right place?
I believe that it is definitely its right place. Whether or not it's too much, you know, I don't know. I think that if you balance it properly and that you stay true to the mission of the library, which is, again, to be an intermediary, to help people find the information they need, then no, we're not doing too much. I mean, having said that, though, I think that for my staff and volunteers, it's important for me to remind them to have boundaries, you know, to know that you can only do so much. But we want to do as much as we can. And to be honest, I think it's fantastic that the library is playing this role.
Thanks to both of you for being with us.
Oh, you're welcome.
Thank you.
Megan Kinney is a senior librarian for the Denver Public Library System, and Mary Stansbury is a professor of library and information science at the University of Denver. They spoke to Ryan Warner.